She reclaimed her life, all while perfectly managing his. Jane was a force to be reckoned with. "Hey, Jane, how's it going?" He was careful to project enthusiasm. He didn't want to raise any flags with her. It was probably true, and maybe a little sad, that no one knew him better than Jane. She'd run his calendar, kept his secrets, and protected his career more times than he could count.
"I'm good. I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're supposed to be relaxing. I wouldn't have called if it wasn't important."
"Important, finally. It's no problem at all. I'm just sitting out by the lake. I've been meaning to check in with you. How's the new job?"
Jane had moved on, assisting another executive in the office. Mark could picture her pestering the new guy to ensure he'd prepared for his meeting and drank enough water to balance all the coffee he was chugging. For some reason, hydration was very important to Jane. Mark even missed that former annoyance.
"It's different."
There was an edge to her voice, something sad and disappointed. He was being petty, but he couldn't ignore the little pleasure he got from knowing she enjoyed working for him more. He fought a smile as she continued.
"Lyle is different than you in a lot of ways. I took our working relationship for granted. You were the best boss, but I'll manage. In this market, I'm just glad to have a job."
"I can make a call. Lyle and I go way back. If he's not treating you right, I'll handle it."
"Don't you dare,"
she said through a smile he could easily picture.
"You know me better than that. I'll whip him into shape eventually. It took me a while to train you. He'll come around."
Mark laughed. "You trained me well. Now, tell me, what do you need? You said it was important."
"I shouldn't bother you with this."
Jane's voice was low and apologetic now.
"It's silly, and you worked your whole life to be enjoying your retirement. I hate to even ask."
He nearly told her. It was on the tip of his tongue. "Please ask me. Please need something right now. I can't have another day on this damn porch." Instead, he pushed the drama aside. "Jane, I'm insisting now. I've got lots of years to be retired. It's a marathon, not a sprint."
"I hate asking for help."
She groaned, and he pictured her tapping her pencil against her desk nervously.
"I know you do, but do it anyway, really."
"Marissa has a dance performance. She's traveling and staying overnight with a teammate's family. It's about 25 minutes north of you. I can't get the time off. I wouldn't have anyone to stay home with Clara. Bill is busy with his new family."
She bit out the words angrily. Jane was still single, but her cheating ex had already started playing house with someone else.
"I hate the idea of her not having anyone in the audience. I don't want her to know I asked you."
"Say no more. Email me the details and I'll be there."
"You sure you have time?"
Again, he inched closer to telling her how he felt about this new phase of his life and how miserable it was. But he wouldn't burden her with that.
"I'm glad to go. She's a beautiful dancer. I'll make sure she knows you just casually mentioned it and I begged to be there. And it's lilies she likes, right? I'll bring her some."
"Oh, boss, you really are the best. She'll be so surprised. The girls ask about you all the time. I know it probably didn't seem like much to you, but on those days they'd come in the office, you treated them like gold with those special lunches and unlimited access to the supply closet for arts and crafts. Remember when Clara made you that card?"
"The one with the very lifelike drawing of me on the front. How could I forget? My ego took quite the hit that day. Are my ears really that big?"
They laughed, the way you do when you know the conversation has to draw to a close. Jane would be in the office right now, and her other line would probably start ringing. She still had things to do. She kept her voice bright and cheery as she said goodbye.
"Come to town for lunch someday soon, okay? I know this is probably the last place you want to be, but I'd love to catch up."
"This porch is the last place I want to be. The city is calling me."
"I sure will." Before the line disconnected, Mark heard the clamor of the office, a ringing phone, voices around the water cooler, even the ding of the elevator. The line cut off suddenly, and he was left with just the peaceful chirping of birds and the rustling of leaves. It was maddening.